Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. Hello, I am so excited to be here right now in this present moment with you. You guys, every minute matters. And on Sunday, I had the opportunity of tuning in to a different church. In a different city, in a different state, in fact. I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina right now, but I was in St. Augustine, Florida, and I really wanted to show up for you there. I wanted to show up for you here, and it was a part of Core Talk, because you know I love to travel. But in that moment, in that journey to get there, I was discrediting the fact that I wasn't gonna have much time, that I wasn't gonna be able to do it in my car because my kids were in the car and it was gonna be loud and y'all were gonna be distracted and I was gonna be distracted. And then Sunday morning, a pastor who I've never met from a church I'd never heard of, which is shocking because it's global, it's worldwide, it's amazing and massive, and it had an opportunity to meet me because I was present in that exact moment. And the pastor had actually baptized the woman's house that I was in. And so she's like, you have to tune into him. He's amazing. He probably doesn't remember me. It happened years ago. First off, I stopped her in the tracks, and I'm sure, Tim, you would be able to tell Lauren this as well. You might not remember the name of the person you baptize if you're baptizing people in the masses, but I can assure you he remembered the moment. And I can assure you his intention in that time was present and perfect and aligned, because I've had that opportunity and I've been there in that moment. And yet it wasn't until that specific sermon that Tim gave us that I was able to really recognize what that meant. He gets up on stage looking all suave, right? And I'm like, he's awesome, let's do this. I just come off of a worship set that was amazing. And he had the shirt on. And the only thing that I could not get past was the heart that said 1440. And I thought to myself, what does that mean? I actually said it out loud. I was like, I wonder what that is. Seconds later, the whole backdrop appeared, and it was the power of 1440. And I'm like, what? He's going to tell us what it means. I'm so excited that I even said that, that it even sparked my curiosity. And I was thinking in that moment, we always have moments, and we could receive information or we could reject information. And I had a bunch going on around me. The kids were there. There was a baby at my feet that I was snuggling on. I was having a conversation. And yet I immediately honed in to that minute, and I'm so glad that I did. And I tagged Tim in this message right now because he just launched a book and I had no idea that it existed. I didn't know who he was. It's called The Power of 1440. And we've already established a relationship since that, because I'm a connector and I want so desperately to get into community with people like Tim, like you, who is listening to this right now. And the power of 1440 is talking about how many minutes we have in a day. I had so many minutes in that car ride that I could have popped on to share with you by heart. And instead I chose to share that minute with those people, and I'm glad that I did. But I'm also so glad that I'm taking this minute to be here with you right now to showcase the importance of the minute. Because right in this moment, you could be doing 1,000 other things, and I thank you, and I see you, and I know you, and I'm so grateful for you. But at the same time, every single minute, there's multiple seconds that happen in that minute. And I recently came to the understanding of Mel Robbins' 5-second rule. And I know that it's been out forever, but I just learned about it. And I think there's God deposits in the timing that we are revealed, in the timing that he showcases something new to us, in the understanding of our journey. We couldn't possibly receive all the information at one time. We wouldn't even know what to do. So we received this understanding of Mel Robbins, and she's talking about not wasting time, but acting. That we could wish away our life instead of doing and living our life. And I believe that's also very common for Christians. And I don't want to throw us under the bus right now, because I love me some Jesus-loving sisters and brothers. But I am saying this on my behalf, that sometimes I can pray over the exact same thing and I never actually act on it in obedience to do the thing. God, I want to get out of the boat. And I always use this analogy because I see myself in this situation every single day. But we have to live outside of the comfort zone. We have to live outside of just the prayer closet. We are said and called to go and tell the nations. And I cannot do that from my closet unless I have a really good sound setup and a good podcast. But generally speaking, going and telling the nations is an action. And even in that closet, my action would have to amplify beyond my wish and beyond my prayer life. So how is this speaking to you right now? How is this convicting you right now? So 1440, you have 1440 minutes in a day to activate. And then you have 5 seconds, and I can't even do the math on that. In 1 minute, 60 seconds, 60 divided by 30. You have 30 opportunities. No, that's two. Oh, come on. Give me math. 15 seconds? I don't know. You have 15 opportunities in 1 minute, 5 seconds. Every 5 seconds, you have an opportunity to make an action, to choose. And so Mel Robbins is telling you every second matters in that 5 seconds. She actually talks through what the brain is doing in that moment. My favorite part of the 5 second rule, beyond the recognition of the gut instinct, and I believe God exists in the gut. It's the second brain. We know this. And so God exists in everything. But if it's our second brain, he meant something with that. So the gut instinct, beyond just what you're eating and doing, the gut emotion. If you feel something when you walk into the room and there's a gut instinct about the location that you shouldn't be there, you should probably leave. Or if you're in a conversation with someone and you're like, have a gut instinct that you're lying to you, you likely shouldn't really retain the information in the same way that if somebody was telling me the truth. I want to know the truth, right? So there's so many times during a day that we have options in that 5 seconds. After the gut instinct, there's 2 other seconds of things that happen. You have to make a choice towards the action. And step 4 is my favorite because it is the action. And you guys, I'm showing up. I'm activated. I'm doing a jumping jack if you're listening to the podcast. I'm activated right now. I made the choice. I could wait until I get to the destination. I wanted to be on the beach. I wanted to be in a different part of this beautiful hotel that I'm staying in to do this thing. But why not now? Take advantage of this minute so that I am now propelling myself forward. I'm propelling you forward into your next 5 seconds. Do you ever show up and serve out of capacity that you didn't think you had 5 minutes ago? You're like, oh, breathe deep, get centered, and then do the thing. I think this is really powerful when we think about going to the gym in the morning, right? We're in bed. We have a choice. Our alarm goes off. I could turn it off. I could roll over and go back to sleep. Or in that 5 seconds, I could flip my feet around the side of the bed. I could plant my feet on the floor and I could go get my tennis shoes. If I put my tennis shoes on that morning, the likelihood that that thing is going to happen amplifies. And so what choices are you just staying in prayer or your prayer closet or wishful thinking? What gut instincts are you having that you're not activating? Because I can assure you, if you show up for that 1440 that Tim Timberlake talks about, that you should go get his book right now, and so we can dive deeper with him. His message was powerful. His story of his father, minutes that he felt like he lost, that God transformed, and that's the beautiful thing about serving a God as big as we do. He will transform the minutes that you've lost. He will renew, he will restore, he will refresh. You will feel like sun rays on your face. but it doesn't mean that you have to sit or that you can sit or that you get to sit in the boat. Get out of the boat. Be on the water. Showcase your faith for those who follow you. Showcase your faith for yourself. Get to the end of the day. Get to the end of the 1440. I'm definitely long by sleeping at that point. And I can know in that moment, well done, good and faithful servant. I moved the needle in some capacity, right? It's the recognition of self-identity through the lens of the Father. I want you to check out the 5-second rule. I want you to check out 1440. But most importantly, I want you to understand the gut instincts from our Heavenly Father that are being deposited right now. You guys, I love to travel. I love to tell the truth. I love to transform you. And you know I love to transform your business. So how does that play out? If you only have that many minutes in your day, are you using them well? Are you using them right? Are you serving others? Are you showing up for the conversations? Or are you waiting until you get there, until you made it, until you're at the location to showcase the place that you're at instead of the journey it took to get there? The car ride here was bonkers. Okay, I needed my husband. I prayed often. I tried to avoid climbing to the back seat as often as I possibly could. I was trying to learn and listen. There was too many deposits. You guys, we do this as a society. We allow an overwhelm to occur because we aren't good at being present with the current minute that we have. We're focused on the minutes ahead, or we're focused on the rearview mirror of the minutes that have passed. And therefore, the current moment is completely void because we're not present. Do this with your business. Understand the power of today. Understand the power of now. Understand every 5 seconds, you are depositing something new that will actually genetically modify your DNA. If you've never studied Dr. Caroline Leaf, do it. She teaches you about the rooted systems that are happening as you're having conversations, as you're receiving information, as you're pushing out information. So I just took what we were talking about. You know, you go from a year, you go from decades trying to make it and trying to showcase where you're going to be instead of showcasing where you are, which unlocks other people's abilities to step out of the boat by your vulnerability for showing you like imperfect. If I showed you my hotel, imperfect, right? If I showed you that car ride, imperfect, but that is true. That is real. That is how I do what I do. There is a journey to get here. There is not just a destination. I don't want to see you when you're just laying on the beach. I want to see how long it took you to save the money to get to the beach. I want to see the destination be the glamorization that only gives God the glory. Not yourself, not any other piece of that. But in your business specifically, you need to recognize that all of these things matter. I broke it down to the granular for you. Dr. Caroline Leaf shows you second by second what's happening to the internal brain. She has a new book out as well. I don't want to get it wrong, but I'm sure it's called something like The Mental Mess. And I'll tag it here below. She is amazing. Her and Brene Brown together just blew my mind. But you guys, all of these deposits, Mel Robbins, Tim Timberlake, Dr. Caroline Leaf, they have occurred as deposits within a 7-day window of my life. 7 days. Do you think I had to be present in order to be transformed by their messages? I did. And you do too. Tune into the things that matter. Pay attention to the second. Pay attention to the 5-second rule. Pay attention to every minute thereafter and every single thing that you just did. It acts as habits which develop your routine, which showcase your character. And this morning by Glenn Lundy himself, I was encouraged to check out what character legacy I had left in the last 5 posts that I had made on social media. If you're here specifically learning for your business rather than your personal life, or vice versa, personal versus business, go check out your last 5 posts. Have you left a legacy? Have you been present? Are you showing up today in the middle of the journey, the maybe, perhaps, messy journey. Nothing's perfect, friends, but the progress towards the perfection, which is Him, which is our time at the right hand, the right seat in heaven with our Father. We got to know how you got there so that other people have the tools to get there too. I love you. I am so grateful for your time as always, and I am so excited to see how this transforms your life, and it transforms your days, and it transforms your hours, and it transforms your minutes, and it transforms your seconds, because you are worth it and your time is precious and you are already perfect. So stop working towards a perfection that is fake on this side of heaven. Show up for the progression that He is giving you right now. The door that He is opening right now. All right, love. See you later. Bye. Hey, y'all. It's me again. I hope in today's episode you sense an ignite to an ember within you. Something mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually moving that creates and sustains a fire within your journey. Before you go, let's solidify the flame. I'd love for you to take a step right now in declaring your takeaway by snapping a pic of the episode you tuned into, share your sparked moment, and tag me at fitandfaith_podcast or me personally at tamara.andress on Insta. I hope that I can keep you accountable and also share you with the greater community of the Fit and Faith podcast listeners. We're totally in this together. Community over competition is the motto, right? I'd also be incredibly grateful if you took an extra second to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast listening app. I'd love to feature your thought in the next episode and give you and your passion project a big shout out. You know I'm a writer, so I love words and I can't wait to read what you have to say. I'm ready to fuel the flame with you together. And until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. Tune in next time.